This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. Until we go down. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken from the VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike. I'm jealous.
Yes.
I'm jealous. And everybody that is probably in the blizzard right now are probably going to scream and holler, being like, why are you jealous? Why are you jealous? Because, look, I love to be snowed in. I know nobody will knock on my door. I know I won't have to run out to go to a meeting or anything like that. I want it to snow. And I live in the foothills of North Carolina, and we get snow. But I want it. I want it now. I don't want
to
wait.
What the hell does that have to do with Sleepy Hollow?
You asked me how I was doing.
I did. And you were like, I'm good. And then...
And then I went on my snow rant. It's because Jess just sent me a picture from her in Boston, and she is snowed in. It has covered her car. And so Jess is the host here on Variety Radio Online. So Jess, I'm jealous.
I really don't care about your snow or Jess's snow, because I am one that is not a fan of snow.
That's why you live in Texas.
You can keep that crap over there on yonder on your side of the United States of America. Yeah, I'm a hot person. So when it gets cold outside, I'm like, screw this crap. And I've seen it. I saw that it was supposed to be some kind of blizzard last night. And then I saw in the news that it really didn't snow as bad as it was supposed to in certain areas.
Yeah.
So,
but it's still coming down.
So yes, everybody stay warm over there, I guess. Be careful, blah, 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 blah. But keep it. You can keep it, Amy. Have it on your side.
I want it to snow.
All right. Okay. Can we talk about Sleepy Hollow now?
Yes, we can talk about Sleepy Hollow now. And my tweet.
Yes.
Everybody's like wanting to know why I was screaming.
Yeah, you were tweeting during the show last night. I watched it today, and I didn't want to ask you what was going on. But for everybody that's tuning in for the first time, Amy and I recap Sleepy Hollow. We did season one. This is what, season two?
Season two.
And so we like to talk Sleepy Hollow. It's one of our shows. If you want to check out some of our past recap shows, go to thevro.com, go to blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online, or iWatchMike.com, whichever one you want. So this episode, Kali Yuga, it aired on Monday on Fox. I have to ask you, Amy, why were you screaming and going crazy?
Why do you think I was screaming?
Because Holly had a shirt off.
No, he does look great with his shirt off. But no, that's not why I'm upset. I'm upset because he's leaving. That's why I'm upset.
Oh, that's why?
No, listen, why I'm upset about that is because Holly brought something different to the show. And I liked that.
What did he bring?
Now, he brought something other than, you know, Ichabod and Irving. He gave us another male figure to watch.
You just and like him because he's hot. No, that is the only reason why.
Listen to me. And I don't want it to go back to just being Abby, Jenny, and Ichabod.
But see, I think it does a little bit, because It was one of those things where I like
just gonna sit still.
I like Holly's character, but Jesus, every time they had a problem, Holly's like, "Oh, I got something for that. Oh, I got something for that. Oh, I got something for that." Like, really? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that was. I mean, anything they took on, Holly had a magic bullet. He had a magic bow and arrow, a boomerang, a Chinese star.
I kind of liked him going after stuff. Kind of felt like Indiana Jones.
I do like, you know, this episode, the whole Fort Knox kind of house thing. I did like that feel of Goonies / Indiana Jones, and I think you and I have talked about that and past episodes that we do like that, and I think that's why I like Sleepy Hollow, you know, because there's always some kind of trickery with some kind of components because of the American history, and that's something that you and I are fond of.
Yeah, we already know the history story, so it's kind of seeing like a little twist on it.
Yeah, and that's always cool, but I'm telling you, I gotta tell you though, because if anybody listened to last week's episode, I was a little worried because I really thought, oh crap, this is going to be a Holly episode. Now that we watch it, maybe this was a Bon Voyage episode for Holly.
Yeah.
But I was a little worried because I was like, oh crap, this one's going to suck. But I actually liked it, and it actually kept my attention. I actually feel that this episode was better than the comeback episode. I think they should have came back with this one, in my opinion.
Yeah, this was a better episode than that one.
Yeah, the other one I was like, but this one here felt more put together, even though a bunch of stuff was going on. And of course, we see Holly go away at the end. And I know deep down inside, I know that you're talking about Treasure Hunter and whatever. But you've said it in past podcasts, you think he's hot. And
I do think he's hot. Yeah. I thought he's hot ever since like One Tree Hill.
I know. Here it comes. Here it comes.
He was hot. And he's a good actor, and I liked it.
I do like him. I just didn't.
I liked his character.
Yeah, I think it would have been cool. I don't know. I just think that sometimes, and I know some people that are listening are probably like, Mike, sometimes they didn't have it, and Holly had to go look for it. Yeah, but Holly always had all the answers, you know?
But I liked it how Ichabod could have, like, a male companion.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just wish that they didn't have the answer all the time.
Yeah,
that was my thing. That's my thing. But you know what? Hey, but I know I don't know. Do you think Holly's gonna come back?
I don't know. I think that was his goodbye.
So you haven't read anything? You haven't?
No, I don't read. I don't read that.
Bullshit. Whatever.
Not anymore. Not for Sleepy Hollow. I don't do it for Sleepy Hollow.
Oh gosh, I figured you were like, no. I looked and I saw that episode 77. He comes back.
No.
Okay.
That for Sleepy Hollow.
So this episode was pretty cool. I mean, we get to meet his kind of like mom role model, Holly's Camila. Camila, is that her name? I think it was.
Yes.
She kind of reminded me of the bull chick from True Blood.
Yeah.
The way you're saying that is, people that you don't know, I watched True Blood. You watched True Blood, Amy. I think I loved every episode except probably the season finale. I was very disappointed. The series season finale. And I like the bull episode, but I think the fellow host and yourself, you could not stand that episode.
Season two? Oh my God, no.
Oh my God,
it was the worst season ever.
That's why when I was watching, I was like, I wonder if Amy is like, oh my God, True Blood, I hated this bitch.
I was. Going to True Blood, I hated that season, that entire season. Now, True Blood was a show that, you know, you started watching because you read the books and the books were great, and then you were like, oh, well, I have to keep watching.
I loved everything. I loved everything. And that bull episodes with all the orgies and everything, those were awesome.
Awesome. You would go to the orgies, you would. But in this episode, she was, I mean, did you trust her at the beginning?
No, not at all.
You were like, oh, I want to become human. Why, if you have all this power, why would you want to become human?
Exactly. No, I didn't trust her from the get-go. And I was thinking, Holly, you're a dum-dum, you know. And but yeah, I didn't think of, you know, and I know that he was trying to do the good to help, and that would be it, and blah, blah, blah. So it was a cool story. It was cool to see. You know, I wonder if some people, though, were like, oh, it's so cool to see the backstory of Holly. But now Holly's leaving. You know, it's like, it's like we saw Holly. We didn't know too much about it. We finally get it. And then we're like, oh, we do like him even more now because, you know, he was an orphan and he got raised by this chick, Treasure Hunter, who turned into a monster. And now he's leaving. So I'm sure women across America were upset and the world. I know when he was standing with his shirt off, I was like, oh, yeah, Amy's probably crying right now. And What did you think about the beef that Abby and Crane have? I'm kind of getting tired of it.
Me too. I'm done.
Dude, I'm serious. Like, I don't understand why. I mean, this whole episode, Abby was kind of like throwing her looks and saying crap and hiding crap from, you know, Crane. And I don't know. I mean, at the end of this episode, we see them in the vault trash compactor. Do you think they, and then they, of course, they sing karaoke at the end and they kind of bury the hatchet. Do you think it's done? Do you think it's over? Do you think it's fixed?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think, you know, them singing karaoke at the end is, you know, the whole thing. Okay, we're done with that. Let's move on.
So it's done.
Yeah, I believe so.
Now they love each other.
Yeah. No, did you? You loved the line about Star Wars, didn't you?
I did like the Star Wars thing, but it sucked though because I saw it in the commercial, so I knew that was coming already. They should have left that out because it was in the commercial.
Yeah, they don't leave the good stuff out.
No. So I was like, oh, that's funny. And then, but it's true though. They had a robot. If anybody
they
watched
did
Star
have
Wars,
a robot.
I thought the special effects, the creature was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. I like that.
You know, and I give it to him. I'm telling you, you know, you and I watch Supernatural all the time, and I'm telling you, Sleepy Hollow has a little notch ahead of Supernatural when it comes to their creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely like the creatures and special effects in this episode.
I think Fox has more money than the CW.
Oh, why would you say that? No way!
You don't think so? You don't think Fox has more money than the CW?
Well, I guess the Fox has what? FX too? So they have those shows and everything else because you see the crossover. I don't know, but I mean, you got CW's got Arrow. You know? I mean.
I know. Don't get me wrong. I love me some CW shows.
I do too. I'm just.
I mean, the CW is my network.
You're probably going to start a fight now because people are like, Amy, you can't. Yeah. Okay. Either way. Captain is freed.
Yeah, what do you think about this? His wife is obviously, she's a little freaked out.
Right.
But then at the end, they're hugging, and he's not, there's no reflection.
He's
so is he a vampire?
He's a vampire.
Is he a vampire?
I don't know, man, because I was trying to figure it out. Because, you know, I mean, we caught last episode that he was, you know, the evidence was, you know, gone. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like with his wife. I was like, are you still? Because I'm still thinking, I think you even said it too, that it could maybe Henry be inside there. Something's definitely inside there. My thing is that Katrina does her little voodoo magic. Do you think Katrina really didn't sense anything? Or do you think she's hiding something?
I don't trust Katrina at all.
See, that's the thing. I would say, yeah, see, I'm trying to figure out, did Katrina feel it? And know that that's Henry and that she's not going to say anything to anybody because her son's alive and she's not going to tell Crane because they're going to want to kill him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what to think. When I saw them hug, I was like, wait a second, what is that? And I had to rewind it. And I'm like, wait, that motherfucker's not casting a reflection.
Yeah.
So I don't know what his story is. Do you think it's, what do you think? Do you still think it's Henry?
I don't know if it's Henry. If it's a vampire, I'm done.
I don't think it's a vampire. Really? From Purgatory?
If they bring a vampire in, I'm done.
Dude, if it's a vampire, nah, it can't be a vampire. No way.
I'd be like, yep. Sleepy Hollow, good run. Not watching anymore. Just think about it.
No, I don't want to.
He just got off. He mind controlled everybody.
No, it can't be a vampire. Jesus Christ, if it's a vampire. No, it's got to be a demon. It's got to be a demon, and if Katrina really, my gut is kind of leaning towards that Katrina is telling the truth, that mm-hmm. her facial expressions is that the hold that Henry had is gone, so maybe he's gone, and that's what she was kind of showing off. But then the camera kind of showed her, and she kind of like held her hands and looked so when they were hugging, so I'm like, she's probably hiding something, so I think there's more to it that
it's
she's
Katrina.
Letting out.
She's obviously hiding something.
She's hiding something. That's what I'm thinking it is, and I think it's probably Henry, and she's probably... She probably knows. And maybe Captain is gone, but technically not gone.
I think he's gone. I don't think Irving is in there at all.
Though Katrina did look hotter in this episode than she has in a while.
Of course.
You know what? You got Holly. I got Katrina.
I had Holly.
Even Jenny was a little, you know, she's like kind of slamming people's heads into counters. That was kind of cool and hot at the same time. Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about Jenny anymore.
You know what? We're going to end this call. We're just going to go ahead and end this now.
I like this episode. 1 out of 10, I give this episode an 8.
I would agree with you. An 8, I agree as well. I'm telling you, this one was better than the return episode of Sleepy Hollow. Just put it out there. Next Monday, the episode is called Spellcaster. And it's going to be dealing with that Solomon dude who was actually that had something to do with the Salem witch trials. So that's going to be kind of cool.
That's going to be cool.
So I think Katrina's probably going to get more involved. I saw some demons come out of the ground. And the actor that's in this episode, I can't remember his name, but he's done a bunch of movies. And chicks dig him. They like him. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But he's going to be this. I guess he plays the Solomon character. So I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good. And I think we're gonna probably see more of Captain and see what's going on with his thing.
Please don't be a vampire.
Better not be a vampire. All right. So I think that's it for the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sweetness. Next week we'll be back to talk more Sleepy Hollow. Don't forget all the other episodes are in different spots. You can check out thevro.com. All you got to do is search there. You can find not only Sleepy Hollow, but all the other shows that all the other hosts, including myself and Amy, we do. And then, of course, we've got iWatchMike.com, which is my blog, and, of course, blogtalkradio.com/varietyradioonline. And there you can subscribe to the RSS feed, iTunes, all that good stuff. So everything is there as well. Amy, if people want to find you or the VRO online, where can they do that?
Well, they can find the VRO, thevro.com. We are on Twitter, the VRO. We're on Instagram, Variety Radio Online. We are on Tumblr, Variety Radio Online. And we are on YouTube, Variety Radio Online, Facebook, Variety Radio Online. My personal is Amy VRO, if you want to follow me on Twitter.
Sweetness. Me, iWatchMike.com is my blog. And Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. iWatchMike on YouTube. And that is it. So everybody else, have a great week. Thank you for the retweets, the favorites, the follows, all that good stuff. We're just fans of the old Sleepy Hollow. And we'll be back next week to talk more of Sleepy Hollow.
My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. Until we go down. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.